Ah, ladies and gentlemen, it is a monumental, beautiful day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 17th. It is a Monday. We are upon the wake of Super Duper Wildcard Weekend. A lot of interesting things happened, and you know, sometimes I'm going to be fair with you. This is my victory lap right now. I'm enjoying my victory lap right now. I know what you're thinking. The Packers didn't play this week. What are you victorious about? Oh, it's a victorious day, and I'm going to tell you why. Because those Dallas Cowboys really stayed in character. I don't really know. It's not like I'm are you really surprised? This is literally the most on-brand thing the Cowboys could have done. So, with that being said, I'm going to just get right into it. So, you know what this is about. You know, we talk about sports, and Rash gives his tinfoil hat takes. Tin man Tim's tinfoil hat takes. The Cowboys totally blew it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no other way to put it. The Cowboys absolutely blew it. But let's bask in the glory of their failure. So let's start. Dak Prescott, 254 yards, 23 for 43. It's about under 50%. Not good. Not a good completion percentage. Just not a good game from Dak. One touchdown, one interception. Ezekiel Elliott, 12 carries, 31 yards, 2.6 yards a carry. Tony Pollard, 4 rushes for 14 yards. I know you're probably thinking, like, okay, I saw the game, Rash. Why are you reading me the running back stats? Let's go with Exhibit A, why the Cowboys lost. Ezekiel Elliott had 12 carries and averaged 2.6 yards a carry. What have I always said about Dallas? When the going gets tough, they suddenly don't want to run the ball anymore. So basically saying, if they can't get the ball running effectively, which is going to be hard against a good team, they just become they become elemental to only one thing. That is not the right word, but we're just going to go with it. Fuck it, they're elemental. So they got thunder and lightning, and now they got just water. Now they're a water type. This shit is a total disaster. This shit is a disaster. I don't know how else to put it. So problem number one, the Cowboys did not run the ball as I predicted they wouldn't. They didn't run the ball. They become one-dimensional. And now they're just average. Problem number two, penalties. The Dallas Cowboys had 14 penalties for 89 yards as opposed to San Francisco's 9 penalties for 58 yards. You had, let's just take this into perspective, a team had 14 penalties. 14. Who are penalties a direct indictment on? The head coach. Time of possession, 33-57 for San Francisco, 26-03 for Dallas. So it's essentially they beat them by 7 minutes in time of possession. Now, okay, to be fair to the Cowboys, this was a tale of two halves kind of thing, because in the second half, the Cowboys, they kind of woke up. Like, okay, we're kind of here, but not really. Like, we're kind of here to play. This game was absolutely pitiful. I enjoy their failure as much as the next guy, but this is almost sad, bro. They keep going out like this. Jimmy G actually threw more than 10 passes. Go, well, would you look at that? 16 for 25, 172, and one interception. Oh, that's why the Cowboys got back and do it, because he threw a pick. Shocker. I would never expect that. San Francisco was successful in running the ball with 169 yards rushing. Man, this is an absolute disaster, and I love it. Oh, let's talk about another reason why the Cowboys lost. Sacks allowed, 5. all in all, misery loves company. And along with Philly, Dallas is now going home. In conclusion, I really don't have nothing to say. This is simply Mike McCarthy. What have I told y'all all year? Mike McCarthy is going to show his wank in the playoffs. Y'all got me looking like Nostradamus today. This is crazy. Anyway, 49ers now play the Green Bay Packers next week. As a Green Bay Packers fan, I am not going to sit around and beat around the bush with you. I'm going to just be real. This is not my favorite matchup. San Francisco is a very good team and a not too hot of a matchup against the Packers. Let's just call it what it is. Not the most great matchup for the Packers. But even that being said, I still think the Packers are going to win. Pack by four. Still. 49ers, disaster. Speaking of disasters, let's move on. So, there was a hope that the Steelers would somehow beat the Chiefs, even though they had no hope, quoted by their own quarterback, and no hope to win this game. And it got ugly kind of fast. Final score was 42-21. Kansas City, they got Pittsburgh the hell up out of here. Scoring 21 in the second quarter, 14 in the third. They went on a nice scoring tirade. A rare fumble by Najee Harris. I was surprised by that. A rare fumble by Najee Harris really put the Steelers behind the eight ball in the game. Patrick Mahomes had, he was 30 for 39, 404 yards and 5 touchdowns. Jeez is all I have to say. He's essentially 30 for 40. That's pretty much 75% completion percentage. 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. What more could you ask of this man? So, Patrick Mahomes played absolutely lights out. Can't really say much about it. And then Travis Kelce even had a passing touchdown. But who wants to hear about the Chiefs, man? Who F them, man? Who cares? Oh, that's so good. Look at us. We're the Chiefs. Okay, cool. They won their game. It's all good and gravy. I want to see what they play next for a real matchup. Chiefs look as strong as ever. Can't really say nothing bad about them. Eagles, Buccaneers. Now, I had all the hopes in the world, as much as the next guy, that the Eagles would somehow just make this game competitive. Just keep it interesting. Really couldn't even get that. This game was essentially like 27-0 for the majority of the game. This game was just ugly. Jalen Hurts and multiple throws that weren't so good. And the Eagles had a lot of small mistakes, you know, whether it was defense, special teams. It just really set them back. And against Tom Brady, you just can't do that. Tom Brady, who cares? It's Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. This is not a pro Tom Brady podcast. We're moving on, dang it. New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills. The Bills straight up slobber knockered them. The Patriots went outside, man. Mac and cheese is mac and whack. Josh Allen at 300 yards, 5 touchdowns. 21 for 25 completion slash attempts. So, for me, this is one of the big things for me, because Josh Allen, high efficiency and 5 touchdowns. Only 300 yards, but 5 touchdowns. This was the type of game I needed to see from the Bills. Gonna be real, I was a little skeptical of them. They were playing a little scary, essentially the majority of the season. So I think this is a big win for them. This is the type of win they needed. The problem with them is that they don't run the ball, they don't run too successfully. But today, Devin Singletary had 2 touchdowns on 81 yards. Josh Allen had 66 yards on 6 carries. So when your running back can average, when your quarterback can average 11 yards per carry, that's just crazy. So I think this was a big win for the Bills. I think they reestablished themselves as like a big hitter team. So I'm very, very curious to see who they play next and what the Bills are going to do in the playoffs. Maybe they might return to that Super Bowl I thought they could get to at the beginning of the season. Maybe. Shout out Griselda. Big Buffalo shit. And the first game, the last game we'll be covering, but the first game is the Raiders and the Bengals. My boy Joey B. That boy Joe Burrow. That boy Joey B. Now, in fairness, the Raiders did keep this game very close, and it came down to one final drive from the Raiders, but they were unsuccessful. But I just wanted to be noted, Derek Carr had them in the game essentially till the very end. Joe Burrow was 24 for 34, 244 touchdowns, and I said that way wrong, 244 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Joe Burrow had a typical good game. The Bengals will be moving on to play. I don't know. I don't have the seeds in front of me, so let's talk about a team that's no longer in the playoffs. The Oakland Raiders. Ooh. The Las Vegas Raiders. Where do you go from here? You have Rich Bisaccia as your interim head coach, and you have Derek Carr, who's not on a long contract. Got a couple things you got to do. You had the surplus of draft picks from the Khalil Mack trade. Those draft picks. Look, the Bears won that trade. How about let's just keep it like that? But you're the Raiders. I think you have to. You have to keep Derek Carr long term. You have to. Rich Bisaccia, that's a little different. You can see what's up with the coaching situation. So, the Raiders come up short in the playoffs in Derek Carr's first game. And we'll have to find out more later. Now, let's do a quick preview. Next week, we have the divisional round of games. Oh, no. So, let's just get right to it. The divisional round will be at 8:15 on Saturday. That is trash. Because I like to go to sleep at around 10 or 11, so I don't want to watch this game all night. Like I said, Packers by 4. It's going to be a very tough game. I don't see this being easy at all. The 49ers are tough, man. And the Packers broke my heart a couple times already. So, I think we're going to win, but my hopes are not up. I've been down this road before. I'll just say that as a Packers fan. We've been down this road before, but let's be a little more positive. Anyway, moving on, the division round, we have Bengals and the Titans. This will be the first game the Titans will be playing because they have a first round bye. And Derrick Henry might potentially be back. And you got the Bengals, who just won their first playoff game. They're here to play. Now, I know the Titans are probably the favorite, but F it. I'm going to take Joe Burrow again. Joe Burrow by 3. Bengals by 3. They will beat the Titans on Saturday. And we have the NFL divisional round, the AFC divisional round between the Bills and the Chiefs. This is a rematch of last year's AFC championship, I believe. The Bills coming off a big game and the Chiefs coming off a big game. This will be very interesting. I'm going to have to take the Chiefs by 7 because they are simply a buzzsaw that I don't know if anyone can stop. And then we have the division around for the NFC. It'll be the Buccaneers versus TBD. Who's TBD? Oh, sorry. So the team that will play the Buccaneers will be between the Cardinals and the Rams, which is tonight at 8:15. All right, last pick of the night. Cardinals-Rams. Who do you got? I got to take the Rams here. I think it's more so if the Rams don't win. This is like team crumbling worthy, because if you don't beat the Cardinals with Kyler Murray, who doesn't have D-Hop or J.J. Watt, how do you not win with Matt Stafford and that great defense? I think this is huge for the Rams. I think the Rams have to win. I don't see how they don't win. Rams by 6. Yeah. And so that is all we have for today. I like to call this some good old DLC. You ever play a game? Then you got some DLC on the side that you ain't buy, that you don't want to buy, but they got the season pass and all that, all that nonsense. So there's some good old DLC from your boy Rash in the Morning. If you enjoyed this rambling mess, which I hope you did, drop a like and subscribe. And if you want something a little more written out, more thought out, more dedicated, I'm also a writer, and you can follow my books on Amazon. It's Rash in the Morning. It's a beautiful week. Remember, the Cowboys lost. I want to give a big shout out to Mike McCarthy, because god damn, I love being right. Damn, it felt good. All right, you know, I'm done. Peace. This is Rash in the Morning.